USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Among those to speak on night two of the Republican National Convention, the nation's first lady, Melania Trump, calling for peace amid ongoing unrest over police brutality.
I also ask people to stop the violence and looting being done in the name of justice and never make assumptions based on the color of a person's skin.
Police now say two people are dead in Kenosha, Wisconsin, another injured after an overnight shooting at a protest there, sparked by the weekend police killing of a black man shot in the back as he was trying to get into a car. California firefighters facing more hot, dry weather today, but they should get a bit of an edge on hundreds of fires as later this week the weather should cool and lightning will decrease. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Douglas Kratt, veterinarian and president of the American Veterinary Medical Association. Many states across the country have recently legalized marijuana for medical or recreational use. Veterinarians have seen a spike in poisoning in pets. Marijuana affects pets much differently than it affects people. THC, the main ingredient of marijuana, can make our pets scared or very sick. If you have marijuana or edibles in the house, please keep them out of reach. And when walking with your pets, make sure they don't pick up anything you don't expect. Concerned your pet has gotten into pot? If they appear off balance, rigid, nervous, or if they're drooling or dribbling urine, vocalizing, having seizures, please get them to the veterinarian immediately. There's no antidote for marijuana, but a veterinarian can provide supportive care until it passes. For more information on keeping your pets happy, healthy, and safe, visit avma.org. That's avma.org.
Forecasters expect Hurricane Laura to be a Category 4 hurricane when it hits the Gulf Coast tonight. Laura is currently a Category 2 storm with maximum sustained winds of 110 miles an hour, but the National Hurricane Center says it's rapidly intensifying over the Gulf and is headed towards Louisiana. At least 20 million people in that state and Texas have been ordered to evacuate. The National Hurricane Center says Laura is expected to produce life-threatening storm surge, extreme winds, and flash flooding over those two states. McDonald's is investigating whether former CEO Steve Easterbrook covered up other employees' misconduct at the company, as well as claims of misconduct in the Human Resources Department. The fast food giant firing Easterbrook last year, suing him last month after getting a tip that he'd had a sexual relationship with an employee. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I think just taking the balance of nature, I really feel like I just plain old-fashioned feel better. And it's really a noticeable thing. So that to me is significant. It really is.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
The CDC is now telling employees to avoid confrontation with people who do not want to mask up. New guidance from the agency recommends retail and service industry workers not argue with customers who make threats or become violent over it. Many businesses have put in mask requirements while visiting their stores. The CDC says those companies can take steps to avoid any workplace violence, like conflict resolution training and putting in security systems. Designated safe areas have also been brought up so that employees have somewhere to go if they feel threatened. Some good news finally for California firefighters. The weather's going to be helping a bit. Cal Fire officials say they're making progress on three wildfires around the San Francisco Bay Area thanks to the weather. Many of the more than 600 fires in the state were started by lightning, but still the weather could turn with dry lightning again, with strong winds and warm temperatures threatening to start more blazes in the coming days. At least 7 people have been killed by those fires. And Chicago White Sox player Lucas Giolito has thrown the first no-hitter of this unusual Major League Baseball season, giving up one walk and striking out 13 as the White Sox beat the Pirates 4-0 in Chicago. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.